Blog Talk Radio.
And Divas, welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I'm one of the hosts, T.
And this
hey,
is Rachel.
Hey, T. Hey, Shelly. This is Rachel.
What's up, Rachel and Shelly B?
What's up, ladies?
What's going on?
Nothing much. What's going on with you, ladies?
Hey, it's, you know, it's
nothing
her day, you know. It's time to hop around a little bit with Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. What? So how are y'all ladies' week been so far?
My week is going pretty good. It's good. I'm glad to see another day.
There you go. That's the best thing. That's the best thing about it.
Yes, yes. Mine has been very busy, very, very busy, but I'm grateful to have the strength and the energy to continue on with it.
I know that's right. And then, see, that's all I'm doing is taking one day at a time. That's all you can do.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But we're going to go ahead and get in with the get in on this this hot topic that we're going to be talking about tonight. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, how important is oral sex in a relationship, And what are some of the ways to spice it up?
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Oh, my.
Wow. Well, I think...
Go ahead, Miss Shelley. Go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead, Shelley. Take the flow. Take the flow. Not the floor, but the flow.
I think it's very important. I think it's very important to have oral sex in a relationship. I really do. I think it's important. It'll get the sex going a little bit better. You know, I think it's important.
I do too, Shelley Bean. For the simple fact, it's part of the foreplay.
Exactly.
You know, make me want you more than more. You know? And some of the ways to spice it up. Have y'all ladies ever tried it? And a little peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Oh,
peanut butter. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Hold on. You said peanut butter.
That's exactly what I said, Miss Rachel.
Wow.
Peanut butter tea, huh?
I've never tried the peanut butter.
Oh, you need to try it.
Chewing gum, I'm a big fan of, but peanut butter.
Wow.
You know, people be talking about, you know, that it can do this and do that. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it ain't that bad. Because, see, your saliva going to keep it moist. You
that
just take a little bit. take a little bit and put it on the head.
Well, then what about, okay, I've heard of whipped cream, but, okay, all right.
I'm going to try peppermint. I heard peppermint is good. Yeah, I heard that was good.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay. Y'all going to have to try the peanut butter scam. Ain't no scam,
really,
but it is what it is. What happened?
Wow, peanut butter. Okay.
Jelly. No, don't put the jelly on it. That's a little bit too sticky.
Oh,
well, ladies, we have our first caller already.
All right, now. Bring them on.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you. Welcome to GQ Palace, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Could you please give us your name?
This is Angie. Good evening, Divas. How y'all doing?
Hey, Angie. How are you?
Hey, girl.
Hey,
What's going on with you?
Angie, before you even give your comment, we're going to put Kitty on. Kitty, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, Kitty Kids.
What's up? Hey,
what's
Kitty?
The topic?
I heard sex.
And since you're our first caller, give us your feedback on this topic. Have you heard the topic tonight?
Huh?
Playing that music
in the background.
Hold on a minute.
Okay. I'm going to music. We're going to let her hold. We're going to keep on going. And?
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
How important is oral sex in a relationship? And what are some of the ways to spice it up?
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Who's playing that music? Please cut it off.
Please.
It's not me.
Yeah,
the music is interrupting the show.
Okay. They turned it off.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, you can.
Who is this speaking?
Okay. I think it's very important because it keeps the fire burning in the room. It keeps the fire burning in a relationship, you know, and things that you can try to, to keep it going is doing role play, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, role play, all
you
right.
Know, and being
role play,
willing,
I like
to,
that.
Being willing to make a mess, a total mess. Like, go in the kitchen. We're not even going, whatever I put my hands on is what we're going to use. You know what I'm saying? So, step out of that box a little bit. Step out of the box a little bit. So, you know, it's plenty of ways, you know, that you can do that.
Spice
and like
it
I
up.
Said, try something different each time, because now, you know, like, I surprised him this time, or he surprised me or whatever. So
right,
just try something different. If it's it might be oranges tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're going to
stick
with the oranges.
All right.
Ow. Or whatever. Whipped cream is common. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do stuff, because then you got to work a little harder to get that off. You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that.
Right.
So,
what about you, Kitty?
Hey.
Hi.
So I think what y'all are talking about, it's very important. I think it's very important, but I think you need to do different things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes people be like, oh no, I would never do this or that, but it's like, don't knock it till you tried it.
I know that's right.
That's right. I'm just saying.
Yeah. The people need to know.
But on the oral side, I prefer to be the receiver. Just putting that out there.
Okay.
Keeping it real.
Then that's what you're supposed to do.
I think that a lot of times when people just, you know, doing the same old stuff, like me personally, I like to go different places and do different things. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, one time we in bed getting ready to, you know, I'm like, let's go down to Central Park and get on a bench.
All right, now.
And then we, you know, drove down to Central Park and get on the bench. But, you know, people sometimes get a little boring with their little business. And I definitely believe that foreplay is very important in any relationship.
Right.
You know, seriously. Because it's like, I mean, what are you going to do? Come, like, the same way? Coming in, oh, let's do it. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Right.
And then you be getting replaced. How did that form? It just formed real quick.
Ladies, we have another caller, Elijah. Elijah, are you there?
Hello.
What's up, Elijah?
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, Elijah.
How
are you?
Did
you hear the topic?
I got going tonight.
The topic is.
No, I know what the topic is. I said that's a good topic.
Oh, it's a good topic. Well, speak upon it, then. Speak upon it.
From a man's point of view, foreplay and oral sex is very, very, very important. I'll tell you why. A lot of dudes like the front, like they Mighty Joe Young, King Kong, and they're going to last all night. But the bottom line is it takes a lot longer to get a woman off for the man. So you got to spend some time deep sea diving and spend some time investigating before you just try to go ahead and stick it, because the woman ain't going to get satisfied because you beat her cane and she's still waiting to come.
That's
true. A lot of dudes try to act all macho and shit, but I don't care. If the woman working with you, good, you ain't going to be able to hold out for so long, so you better spend some time on that foreplay.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
That first round, you're lucky if you get 15 minutes out of us.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we can keep it real.
You are. You know, because like you say, a lot of dudes be talking about this
shit
and that.
So if you don't want to be embarrassed, you're going to have to spend some time in the foreplay.
Get it sloppy wet. What would you say some ways to spice it up, though?
Well, there's lots of ways to spice it up. You go to your, most of the time, my thing is you always start everything in the shower. So then you apply yourself. Yourself a half hour, 45 minutes there alone. You start it off in the shower, then you carry on out, or you bring on out to the bed and you dry off with your tongue and shit like that. Y'all dry each other off without no towel. Who the fuck needs a towel? You just dry each other off with the tongue.
I
like that very much.
I feel sorry for your woman. But no, I don't feel sorry for her. I feel good for her. Because she's about to get, she's going to have a pleasure. She's going to definitely be pleased and pleasured.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a selfish lover.
Oh, that, wow.
Not at all. I ain't got no problem with that.
Everybody hold their thoughts. We're going to go to our first song, Drake, Marvin's Room.
Why do you take yourself off the air now? What?
I've been in this club too long. The woman that I would try is happy with a good guy. But I've been drinking so much that I'ma call her anyway. Say that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say that you think you found. And since you picked up, I know he's not around. I'm just saying, do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying, do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me. Cups of the XO. All my people been here. I see all of her friends here. Guess she don't have the time to kick it no more. Flights in the morning. What you doing that's so important? I've been drinking so much that I'ma call you anyway and say, hey, that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say, hey, that you think you found. And since you picked up, I know he's not around. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying, do better. And I'll start hating only if you
I think I'm addicted to naked pictures and sitting talking about bitches that we almost had. I don't think I'm conscious of making monsters out of the women I sponsor till it all goes bad. But shit, it's all good. We do a party, yeah, we do a party. Just came over, yeah, we do a party. I was just calling cause they were just leaving. Talk to me, please, don't have much to believe in. I need you right now, are you down to listen to me? Too many drinks have been given to me. I got some women that's living off me. Pay for their flights and hotels, I'm ashamed. Bet that you know them, I won't say no names. After a while, girl, they all seem the same. I've had four times this week, I'll explain. Having a hard time adjusting to fame. Spreading that mixed up. I've
been talking crazy, girl. I'm lucky that you picked up. Lucky that you stayed on. I need someone to put this weight on.
Sorry.
I'm just saying, do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying, do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me.
You're not gonna come? I guess I'm about to.
While I hold your hurt back, my wife friend said you is crazy. I hope no one heard that. Yeah. I hope no one heard that. Cause if they hear, we gon' be in some trouble.
Drake got it going on.
Yes, he does.
And the music just blended right in with the words. Is everybody still on the line?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think somebody gagged us.
We do have another caller online. SC, are you there, SC?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
how y'all
what's
doing today?
What's up, FC?
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
All right.
He sounds black and cute.
thank you. I'm not going to let it go to my head, but I'm actually black and nice looking.
Ooh-wee.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Everybody's good. Well, I'm good. Everybody else sounds like they are, too.
Yeah, I called in. I hate to call in at the end of the conversation because I'd be lost. And sometimes y'all move on and stuff.
We'll repeat it for you.
Oh no, I heard y'all talking about. I know it was something related to sex or whatever. What were we talking about? Foreplay, intimacy, or you know?
Yeah, about oral sex.
Oh, okay.
How important is it in a relationship?
I'm going to tell you from my standpoint. I'm a truck driver, by the way. Tammy knows me very well, known each other a long time. And my standpoint being a truck driver, you know, that's something, one of the easiest things we get out here on the road. However, the thing about oral, if you don't have someone who knows what they're doing and that's doing it right, you're kind of defeating the point of doing it because, you know, sometimes it could be excessive. Sometimes you'd be like, okay, you know, this ain't fun. You kind of get a bad impression. If you look at it like this right here, if they can't do something simple like that, then when it comes to the regular intimacy, you already know they're going to blow that up. You know?
Right.
That's not true because there are some people that can get put it down when it comes to having sex, but they just can't perform orally. Some people,
you know,
they don't have that gift like myself. I mean, they don't have that gift.
You know, I grew up in the country down south, and one thing we kind of live by down there, those that are talking are what they are talking, because if you're going to do it, you're actually doing it, and people will talk about you and what you have done and how you do it instead of just, oh, you know, I got this, I work with this much meat, I've been with this many women, blah, 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 so forth and so on. You know, one thing about me, I ain't never had complaints. No.
Wow. You go ahead with your bad self.
<And that's>...
While we're on that note, we're gonna bring on another Don. I think we have Sean on the line. Sean.
How you doing?
Hey, Sean. How are you?
I just wanted to say hello to Miss Pretty because I know that's going to make her blush, and I told you I would keep my promises, okay? So I see you smiling from over here. What's up, Shelly? How you doing?
Hey,
hey there, Mama.
How are you?
I'm fine. Are you smiling yet?
Yes, I am.
Don't you hear?
Well, I'm going to continue to listen. You enjoy the rest of your evening for me, all right?
Thank you, Sean.
You are quite welcome, Miss Pretty.
What was that about?
Wow.
Let me find out. What was that about?
Go ahead, Shelly, Sam.
Sound like somebody need a bathroom break.
They already, huh?
Where do you meet him at? In the gym?
Miss Pretty, you don't have a room.
Tito passed it.
I'm good. Ooh, wee. Wow. I eat like shut everybody up. Shelly, you still with us, hon?
I'm good.
Ooh, wee. Hot dog.
What happened? All right. Everything
got all quiet. I know, right? Shelly, tell us what's going on.
No, I'm good.
Well, since it's quiet, I'm going to bring somebody else on the line. We have BB on the line. BB, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, DD. How are you?
Baby. I'm fine. Tired.
Did you hear the topic for this evening?
No.
Okay. The topic is, how important is oral sex in a relationship, and what are some of the ways to spice it up?
Repeat that again.
How important is oral sex in a relationship, and what are some of the ways to spice it up?
Come on, baby.
I don't know about oral sex, man. I mean, I ain't never been there.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. How old are you, girl?
You've never gotten intimate with your man and never just
tried?
Sure.
Can I say something
to
that? Hello?
Yeah.
I just want to say something. A lot of times people don't do it because they feel that it's embarrassing. Understand what you got to know, sweetheart, is when you and that mate are in that bedroom, that's all that's in there of you two. You know what I'm saying? So when you walk down the street, nobody gonna look at you like, oh, she was sucking his dick last night. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Like, I believe in a relationship. Like, you know that your man, you gonna hold her down or whatnot, and that's all on you. It ain't going nowhere. You have every right to do what you want to do behind closed doors. At the end of the day, it's you and your man. At the end of the day, you feel me? As far as anything, I'm not saying it's disgusting or whatever. I mean, I'm just saying I'm not saying they're gonna get there. I'm just saying it gotta be the right moment. Cause some girl feel it's a curl, like. What they do it, a man gonna lead them, and some feels like, okay, when they do it or whatever, whether the man gonna still be there or not. That's how I look at it. As far as relationship, I think it's how you like to do it.
If I can ask a question here, I know that, you know, most times we think oral sex, we think of a woman performing for a man. Well, when it comes down to it, ladies, how important is it to y'all? You know, for oral, because it's like I said, you know, a lot of people maybe it's not the fact that it's embarrassing, it's the fact that there's just inexperience in it. And you know, I'm on the level of if you don't know what you're doing, just leave it alone. Because you know, once you take it there. This is what I'm going to expect. But then when I end up with this, I'm going to be like, okay. You know, kind of like on Outkast album where the girl was like, he going to think I'm a hoe, you know. It's kind of like, she don't know what she's doing tonight, you know.
Well, you know what?
I'm not talking about like on a first date.
Personally, I think it's deeper than that. Oral sex, when the man is getting oral sex, is pleasing to him, and when he's giving the woman oral sex, is pleasing to her. I think it's a little deeper than that. It's really like you pleasing each other, but it's really letting your lady know, you know what I'm saying, that you ain't shame and showing affection to her. Because to be honest with you, as a man, I don't get nothing off of personally going down on my lady or on a female. It's pleasurable to her. And when she go down on me,
some men enjoy it, period.
For the most part, a woman don't really get nothing off of giving oral sex to a man. But it's like saying, you know what, nigga? You kind of all right.
if you don't mind me asking, you saying that men, we should do that for our women, you know, just because, I mean.
No. What I'm saying is, oral sex between two people is really about the one person letting the other person know, you know what, you kind of all right, and I'm willing to do this for you, and vice versa. Your partner gonna be more willing to satisfy you.
I believe it go both ways. You want, if a girl gonna do, I believe a dude should give a return. Cause at the end of the day, I'm not about to be doing nobody for free. You feel me? So I believe.
I think that shouldn't be your motivation. Your motivation to that. No. The motivation shouldn't be, oh, I'm going to do it for you just because you did it for me. I think it should be more like, I'm going
to
do this
because you want to do it.
It's pleasing to you.
Because if I'm not in the mood, I'm not doing nothing.
I believe if you, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't do it just because they're going to do it for you. I believe you're 100% right. I believe if you feel like you know what I'm saying, you're going to do a person and you want to please them, that's all right. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, that's just another person, they're all right. So I agree with you 100%.
No doubt.
Well, we have
more feedback, Dons and Divas. We have LJ on the line. LJ, are you there? LJ, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everyone.
What's up, LJ?
Hello, hey, Cam.
LJ.
Hey, Elijah. Hey, SC. Hey, Kitty.
What's hey, up? How you doing, LJ?
You've been listening in.
Well, I just wanted to disagree with SC on one thing, because you said something about if you don't know how to do it, then you shouldn't do it at all. But at some point in time, did nobody know nothing about doing it? You had to do it your first time. You got to learn. You know, and I think that oral sex is something that you would do with everybody.
But you know what?
You know, because, hey, everybody don't...
Deserve that kind of one at a time. Let her finish. Everybody don't deserve that kind of privilege. I think it's to people somebody that you really see that special, somebody they got a little one. But the next is my own personal feeling. SC is speaking. I agree, and the thing of the matter is, I'm taking that as a matter of, you know, for me, it seems like that a woman pleasuring her man orally will be a lot easier than a man pleasuring a woman. I know y'all may disagree with me there, but, you know, I don't know. You know.
Careful, you don't bite. I
disagree only for one reason, because if a woman don't know what the hell she's doing, that shit can fucking hurt. It's hard to fuck up eating.
But for the women who are really good at doing that, they have to learn somewhere. Where did
they
learn? They learn from not never, ever doing it.
You got to tell her, watch them teeth, baby.
If the man is truly into her, he's going to have patience with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, darling, this old whatever you call her. Look, boo, this is how you do it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Without her feeling like she's being degraded in any kind of way. You know what I'm saying? He have that patience because this is what he wants. You know what I'm saying? And then she got to actually want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm going to please him. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I know if I do this, it's going to be whatever. It's actually going to pay off for her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
you got to teach
her that patience.
I want to say something. Hold that thought, Elijah. The phone lines are lit up. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the topic and speak with us and get in with the goodness because this is hot tonight. All right.
Very hot.
Go ahead, Elijah.
No, I just said you got to teach each other and shit because y'all women got some spots and y'all women got some special spots and things that turn y'all on more so. You got to let a nigga know.
Listen, that's what the man's supposed to come in with.
Instead of trying to act all macho like you know everything, I ain't got no problem saying, listen, tell me what's going to turn you on. You got to just communicate.
That's true, but when it comes to sexual, that'll save you all that fumbling around shit.
you have the option. That's the best you find in that spot. You understand what I'm saying? That's where you're going to different spots. You're going to the toes, the back of the neck. You're going to wherever the back of the neck or wherever it is. And once you find it, she's going to let you know. But you done explored it, you know what I'm saying? And you had fun doing it. That's the point. You got to find that spot. You going to hit everything.
That's sometimes, because some of y'all women. That's sometimes. See, that's a double-edged sword, because some of y'all be like, nigga, you don't know what you're doing. Get the fuck. That's a double-edged sword. Some of y'all. Oh, he don't know. Get on off of me and let go. Get me some water or some shit.
Oh,
you, I don't know what you're saying. Part of the fun is exploring, but you know, sometimes a little hint or arrow pointing in the right direction don't hurt either.
Okay, everybody hold that thought. We're going to go to another song, Motivation by Kelly Rollins, featuring Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
You ate at 7 o'clock, you had to shower, you used the toilet, you did not go to bed until...
Motivation. Girl, I turn that thing into a rainforest. Rain on my head, call that brainstorming. Yeah, this is deep, oh, but I go deeper. Make you lose yourself. And find us keepers, it go green light. Go eat the go. I like to taste that sugar, that sweet and low. But hold up, wait. New position, I put her on my plate. Then I do the dishes. She my motivation, I'm her transportation. Cause I let her ride while I drive her crazy. Then I just keep going like I'm racing. When I'm done, she hold me like a conversation. We the baby.
You can't stop. Music still plays.
Motivation.
That's my favorite song right there.
I know that's right. I was just trying to say, get me motivated.
I would damn near do anything you want to tell me up here and there, you know?
That was a good song.
Medium. Yeah.
Can you mute that for a minute?
Yeah,
can
that would come up first. Oh, Tim, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't work out there outside. I forgot to mute my phone. I'm sorry.
It's all right. But Shelly, are you back with us yet?
I'm here.
Rachel? Uh-oh. Did we lose all the diva? Oh, there she is.
Somebody
is.
Take me off of mute, operator. Hello? Yeah. Can y'all hear me? Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you. We say, take me off of there.
I wanted to make sure I was being heard. I don't know who put me on mute. I must have pressed the button by myself with my face. Well, anyway, listen, Dons and Divas, we have Jeremy on the line. Jeremy, are you there?
Hey, Jeremy.
How are you?
How y'all ladies doing? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Right. How are you?
Doing good.
How are you?
I was doing good. Thanks for the wake me up. Hey.
I forgot all about the love session.
What's
the topic? I don't even know what's going on.
Oh my gosh, wait, are you sitting down?
I'm laying down.
That's even better. Now, let me tell him. You laying down, baby? Hold on. Ready?
Yeah.
How important oral sex in the relationship, and what are some ways to spice up that oral sex?
What?
Yes, example, using peanut butter or.
Oh, baby, okay. Yeah, now y'all about to make me dig in a Pandora box. Listen. Oh, okay. I'm going to do it like this. Okay. Okay, the oral sex with me, that's a must. I got to taste that. I got to taste that.
Uh-oh.
Listen. We're going to take it back to last week like the homie said. You got to kiss it before you stick it. Listen. That go with the flow, listen. That's the appetizer. Huh? Listen.
Okay, well, how about Jeremy? How about some ways to spice up the oral sex?
Oh, I can't do it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, listen, I use the Hershey syrup. I use strawberries. Damn it, y'all making me tell you this. Listen. Can I keep a secret? Let me.
We want to hear it all. We want to know it all.
Hey, give somebody else some feedback on it. They might
I use that Hershey syrup, some chocolate. I don't want to melt the chocolate. I don't want to get it too hot, but listen. Then I take the strawberry and, you know, like, jazz it up a little bit. this is the end. You take then you get you some grapes, right? You like pop them in there and try to suck them out. You know what I mean? That's what you do.
Oh my God!
You put the grapes in there and you suck them out. You got to suck them things up out of there.
Oh my God! You must have a lot of kids.
Or you could actually use the strawberries and try to get them out with the little stem.
Who's that? That's my buddy.
Ooh. Ooh. Ah, That I know that ain't Rachel. Rachel, that's you.
No,
here.
That's
that wasn't you that said that, but Rachel is here, baby.
Oh, okay. Okay,
what the hell?
Okay, that's my buddy right there.
Just don't fuck around and forget about it and wake up with a yeast infection.
you can't eat everything. Everything ain't edible.
Well, make sure you wash the food.
Sure, I can get those shits out of
there. Hey, see, listen. Of course you got to clean the food. You ain't going to throw that dirty up in there. Huh? Got to wash the food first. Bro, oh, my God. I forgot to say that. My bad. I'm sorry. But you gotta watch your food. Hey, I was halfway asleep too. See what y'all did to me?
You're wide awake now, aren't you?
Oh shit. Oh wait. I will mark this day on the calendar every Wednesday.
You're alarmed. Set your alarm. The Diva Squad is here Wednesday.
And you know we do it up every Wednesday.
Everybody. Every Wednesday. Mm, hey then.
Y'all tell
baby.
You got your little black book out yet, Jeremy?
Excuse me?
Did you take your little black book out yet and make a phone call?
I wish I did have a black book somewhere. I'm not gonna start that to the new year. I ain't gonna bring nothing in right now because the year is ending, and I'm getting rid of everything that ain't about it. So January 1st, that's when I'm gonna do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shake a bottle of champagne and drench your ass.
drink oh, you me, champagne baby. Off of
her? I'm a all day.
Okay.
Straight out the navel button.
Oh, snap.
Jeremy, you sound like a freak.
Listen, that's why I listen to certain things. I told you I don't kiss it. I listen, exactly. You want to know, I'm going to tell it to you. Ain't got nothing to hide from nobody.
Ain't no shame in your game, is it?
No. I'm certified.
I'm certified.
I got a certificate, baby.
Certified freak. I'd have heard it all, but hey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Listen, when they say kissing from the head to the toe, that's what I do.
From the rooter to the tootie, right?
Rooter to.
And I'm gonna turn around, and kiss that. I'm gonna kiss every part of her. If the tongue go up in there, don't get mad.
They'll know about that.
Huh?
They'll know
about that. Bend her over. Let me kiss that right there.
Now you understand why I say all my sessions start in the shower.
Hey.
Oh,
God.
That ass is clean because I'm washing it myself.
Hey, I'm going to do it all, baby.
I'm like, come here, boo-boo. Let me sponge bath you down.
Hey, let me wipe that down, baby.
Yeah, you try to make it sound romantic.
You want to get romantic? Let me kiss every part of your body. That's how you get romantic, baby.
Oh my God.
You think you the front, the back, the ups, the downs, the rounds, and all types of stuff.
How tall are you?
Who?
Jeremy.
You,
yeah.
I'm 5'7".
Okay.
Robbie, listen.
Do you have a nice back?
ketchup.
Excuse me?
You know what? I just want to throw this out there. Usually the ones who be really into the eating, they usually be ones who, well, not all of them, but a lot of them, you know, can't work the middle because the thing be too little.
Well, my daddy blessed me.
I'm not saying that about
agree with
you.
That.
But
back
I'm
in
just
the day,
saying.
It used to be a white thing, but any guy or anybody these days, no, if you going to try and please your woman, because what one won't do, somebody else will do. So, hey.
There you go, LJ.
I
understand that, boss.
Well, you know what's funny?
That's a hand clap.
Look at this.
That may be, but at the end of the day, ain't too much dicks out there that really, really going.
It ain't about the size, baby. It's how you work.
It's the motion of the ocean.
No, no.
But hey, I don't have that problem.
Don't get me wrong. The size got something to do with it.
Yeah, I agree.
At the end of the day, I think you really, really rocking no chick well, especially if she done had a kid, because that shit know how to expand. And
that's what I was about to tell you. They're pushing out kids, so you're not doing too much.
Push the damn head out that.
Okay.
You mighty
everybody
Joe Young.
Rachel, why you doing it?
Everybody hold that thought. We're going to go to another song by John Legend tonight.
Oh, that's my song.
What you came for? Don't you wish you came more? Girl, what you playing for? Come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you miss that. What's wrong? Let me fix that. Twist that. Baby, tonight, I let you know.
Wow, tonight will be the best you ever
the best
had. What?
Ever had.
Ooh, what? We still got everybody on this line?
Yeah. Is everyone still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Always bring the best people.
What'd you say, Elijah?
Sex topics always bring out the best in people. And then sometimes the worst.
Exactly.
Listen, we always have hot topics, so just make sure on Wednesdays you be there and we're going to do the damn thing, okay? We gonna give you something to talk about and think about at the same time.
So Wednesdays is KY Jelly Day, huh?
It's the whole damn thing, isn't it?
I will make a mental note of that.
Yeah, you
Wednesday
do that.
Wednesday is KY Jelly Day.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you all right over there?
I'm good.
I'm good. Ann, he's on the line. Let's do a roll call. Ann, are you there? And all right, Kitty, are you there?
Ain't I here? That's my
Okay, Elijah, we know you're here. SC.
I'm still here.
I know Sean was just passed through to blow Shelly a kiss. Sean, are you still there? He's probably listening in. Anyway, Shelly said, "Hey, how you doing?" BB, are you still there? BB.
LJ.
I'm still here.
Okay.
I got a question.
LJ, the class break.
ask your question.
Quiet over there.
My question is, who likes to have their toes sucked?
Whoa.
Me? Me?
I'm raising my hand on that one.
I love it. I just love it to death. Yes, I do.
You suck toes too, baby.
Shit. Oh, that feels so good.
You know they say they tell you to wear your wedding ring on your left hand because there's a vein running straight to your heart from there. I think it's the vein that runs straight from your sex organ, from your big toe, she's sex organ. Because that's a big turn.
All right, okay. I don't think I've ever heard that one.
I totally missed that. I didn't get that.
That
one went over a bunch of people's heads. Say it again, honey.
It didn't go over their head. I just didn't hear it.
Okay.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We have Kia on the line. Kia, are you there? What's up, Kia?
What's up, Kia?
You sorry, hello.
Hi, Kia.
I gotta go. Hi. Kia.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
All right. How are you?
All right. Did you hear the topic for tonight?
I didn't.
Okay. The topic is, how important is oral sex in a relationship, and what are some of the ways to spice it up?
I guess for each his own, it's important to me. I have my own ways of spicing it up.
Uh-huh.
Different things to spice it up. To each his own. You know,
right.
I won't give out a lot of my secrets, but, you know.
But that's the idea. We want to hear the secrets.
You're not going to hear that to get my secrets. That's something I like to, you know. But it's very important.
What happened
it's 100%
to the
important. But you find your own secret.
They say you can't keep it unless you give it away.
Well, that's one thing I know how to keep it.
Well, we've heard tonight we've heard peanut butter, using peanut butter,
chewing gum.
Sorry, honey.
This is my first time calling in, but yeah, I was a little taken aback with that topic. Right. If you'd like to, you don't have to answer. Just listen in, or if you feel like you want to answer, you can answer it.
Thank you for calling in, Kaya. Thank you, sweetie.
No problem. Okay. All right, we have another caller on. We have Maine on the line. Maine, are you there?
Oh, Lord. I'm here.
Hey, okay, Maine. Hi, Maine. We also have Jimmy Wright on the line. Jimmy Wright, are you there?
Hey, Jimmy.
What's going on, T?
Did you guys hear the topic for tonight?
Yeah, great topic.
Maine, what is your intake since you was first?
That's a given. It should be a given in any relationship. First, when I heard the topic, I was like, I remember I told the girl I was dating back in the day, I said, listen, if you don't do that, then you are bound to be cheated on. That's almost a guarantee.
Wow. Well, you know, what are some of the ways you spice it up? You want to tell us your secret?
It ain't no secret. I told you before, like I told you last week. You gotta lick it.
Lick it before you stick it.
Oh, all
right, now.
Oh.
That's it. Ain't no more to be said. Y'all have a good night. I'm gone.
Oh, no, he always come in and leave. You too, Maine. Happy holidays.
Sticky move.
What about you, Jimmy?
It's a must for me. I got to have it.
Ooh.
Gotcha.
It's a must.
Gotta have it.
Like the caller just said, hey, you got to lick it before you stick it. I mean, you know, hey. You don't want to go up. You don't want to go up and they're all dry and get all skin up, you know.
I have the skin up.
Hoo-wee. All right now. All righty then.
That's right. But hey. So myself, I personally, I mean, I love doing it and I love receiving. So, you know.
All right.
Again, everyone, the phone lines are lit up. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on this topic, or just hold the line, kick your feet up, and go for the ride. But,
well, I'm going to kick my feet up then, baby. I'm going to ride the wave.
So you tuning in and kicking your feet up, right? Yeah. So, Jimmy, what is up? Jimmy.
Say again? Yes.
What are some of the ways to spice it up?
Well, I guess I consider myself old school. I like using the ice.
Ooh. The what?
Exactly.
Ice.
Oh, ice. Okay.
Ice.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, too. Oh, yeah.
Sound like you're having flashbacks, Tam. She said, what?
Hey, she lost.
She just caught a flashback, boy.
Did I put it on or what?
Hoo-wee. Oh, but anyhow...
I see it does wonders.
Regain.
Yeah, I remember. I was people doing that with me. Uh-huh.
With the ice.
I like she fell off the chair.
It took me back. I was so enthused by the popping of the grapes and the peanut butter and the chewing gum that I forgot about the ice treatment.
Yeah, me too.
Ice treatment.
but it brought back memories.
They took me there.
Sometimes you gotta take it old school, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, old school is good school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. But listen, everyone, hold your thoughts. We're going to go, too, just in case I don't make it home tonight. Jaheim.
Okay, that's my song, then.
Yes, sir. He's doing it, DJ. Ooh. And Elijah, what was you going to say?
What?
What was you going to say?
Jermaine?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
Okay, hi, Jermaine. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good.
Okay,
hey,
Jermaine. Hey, Sally, what's going on, Sally?
I'm good. How you
what
doing?
What you got? I'm doing good.
You have the topic for tonight?
Yeah, you know, about oral sex, you know. Oral sex is definitely, it's very important,
yeah.
You know.
So you're an eater?
On both parties, to tell you the truth, you know.
Yeah.
You know, to spice it up, there's a lot of things you could do, you know. A lot of people watch porno, you know what I'm saying? You get a lot of tips from porno and stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can watch porn, and you can tell the female, you know me, that's what I like. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
And the same thing for the man too. You can tell the man that's what you like. But oral sex is definitely very important in a relationship because you know a woman is really hard to please in that type of area anyway. So you got to go that extra mile just to make her come.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
And then when she do come, she has the most funny face expression you can imagine. She's
so. I done worked that camel toe.
Legs shaking and everything, right?
Yes, I'm just about to say that. The legs start shaking. That's how you know you're doing an excellent job when the legs start to shake. Like you're about to transform. Like she's performing to something, you know?
Wow.
That I love about it myself, you feel me? So I'm just speaking from my personal experience.
I know that's funny. Mm-hmm. Big shaking is definitely
home. Exactly. Because, you know, you definitely want to please a woman because you really don't want her to go astray outside the relationship. So you have to do your best to try to make her happy, at least in a sexual way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
my
opinion.
You ain't trying to get replaced by Mr. Duracell.
Exactly.
No competition to Duracell. You can't really compete with Duracell.
You feel what I'm saying? Mr. Duracell is your least worry there. I think Mr. Jones.
You don't want to
worry about.
You don't ever ready Battery Bunny running around your crib.
That's right. That's true. You're right about that.
Beating on the drum, throwing it in your face and shit.
They definitely will. They definitely will. So, but that's my opinion. I'm going to keep listening to you. You have fun. It's like you're having a lot of fun over here. So.
Yes, we are. Every Wednesday.
Thanks
for
calling,
welcome. Jeremy.
Anytime,
Jermaine.
Anytime.
Jermaine,
yes.
I mean.
Bye.
You and the Duracell and the bunny rabbit tapping on the drums. What else?
I say Duracell's the least worry. I say Mr. Jones would be the biggest worry if you know in that area.
Yeah, well, Tyrone might be a problem too. Oh.
Well, I don't know. I ain't never read some Tyrone, but, you know, Mr. Duracell, you know, see, sometimes Mr. Duracell, it's going to be a storm at night, and you might need Mr. Duracell to help power a flashlight or something, you know. So, you know.
Mr. Duracell or Energizer.
That's right. That's right.
You can tell y'all truck drivers. Oh, but anywho.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that supposed to mean?
You see, like, you'd be like, honey, where the flashlight batteries at? She'd be like, like, ask your weak. Like, ask your weak tongue where they at.
Yeah, we be trying to be like, this damn, I just put new batteries in the flashlight last week. What the hell happened?
Wow.
Mind you, I said we just changed the batteries last week.
Let the water pig start smelling funny.
Oh,
Oh, I know my breath stink like that. What's going on here?
Sounded like
what's
straight up name? Fish, right?
Arrow for the picking shit.
That's why some of the women stay in the shower so long. They have the shower here with the 3 feet on it.
Sure. We have another caller. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
I think it's Sha the Boss from Queens.
Who?
Sha the Boss from Queens.
Sha? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Sha. How are you?
Hey, all right.
Hey, Sha. How you doing, Mama?
See you at the topic for tonight.
See you, Mama.
Hey. Did you hear the topic for tonight?
Yeah, I heard it, but I don't really got a lot to say about that. I just want to shout the homie out from Brooklyn, because he said it the same thing he said last week. You got to lick it before you hit it. Stay behind that, right?
Seriously,
ain't really nothing for to say behind that shit. He fucking said the whole show. But but what I will do is this. I kind of shout Biggie out, because Biggie said it too. The head right big there every night. I'm gonna ride with that.
All right, then.
I got to stay on this head topic. I'm gonna fall back with that one.
We definitely appreciate your calling, showing love and support.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetie.
You have to hang up. You
all
can
right.
Stay on the line with us.
Well, he's
I've been on here for a while. I've been on here for like an hour just listening.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay,
yeah,
everyone, the phone lines are filling it up. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on this hot topic with the Diva Squad and the other callers. Or just sit back, kick your feet up, and go for the ride.
I'm not going for the ride. I hang up on myself.
Jeremy, well, you go out there.
I'm going for a ride.
Woo! Wow, see y'all crazy.
This
what's
crazy.
Wrong, Jeremy?
Huh?
What's wrong?
They interrupting what's going on right now. I don't. That's why I keep hanging up on my. Because I'm trying to deny everybody's phone call.
Uh-oh. See, they must already feel what you're going through. Uh-oh.
They ain't ready for me, though. They want to play. I ain't got time to play no games. My kid's grown.
Wow. We've had some great feedback though tonight.
Definitely a great show. Who's on here? Who's on the phone? Let's get a roll call going here.
Elijah Brooklyn in the house.
All right.
This is Ashley. I'm still here.
All right.
LJ still here.
All right. Jimmy.
Yes, I'm still here.
Kitty?
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremy?
I'm here.
You still on?
I'm here.
And?
Hold on, it's Haida. Here we go.
I'll read your mind. You read my mind.
So not in the mood for this.
Yes. I do. Girl, does anybody else have, I mean, you know, something else y'all want to talk about? I mean, get back on this subject? Because, I mean, y'all, there's some great
points.
Oh, it's Kia.
Y'all,
you still on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Y'all making it hard on a brother.
We make it hard on a brother.
Hello, Jimmy.
Yes. it's kind of hard to do when you got three hands on the wheel, you know?
You got to chill with them driving them trucks and trying to talk about this.
You mess around if you want to. How are you going to explain that to the state trooper with this?
Look, we do have a hard truck on here.
I'm explain that to the trooper.
Well, I know, right?
I ain't got no explaining to the state trooper, but he's gonna make a call
into the station talking about what's the code for a man driving while jerking off with a boner. Turn that into
the Diva Squad.
He's gonna say we ain't learned
Diva Squad.
One at the academy.
Way into deep, can't think about giving it up. But I never. you want to leave, but the love keeps us together.
And if I lose you, I'm afraid I would lose who, who I gave my love to. That's the reason I stay around, even though I fall.
Go ahead.
So you never know how it might hurt until you have to go through it.
Exactly.
No. But please don't give me no heart attack. Don't kill me. Don't shoot me. Love me enough to leave me.
Well, come on, now. If we can't give you a heart attack, what's the point of all the exotic fantasies that we can't get your heart attack at?
And like they said, it's the worst pain I ever had.
That's right.
But you know, both of you thinking about going, but the love holding you together, you know?
Lauren here said it best. It hurts so bad, but it feels so good.
Yeah, she did.
Yes.
That's a good song too. You know. Go ahead.
Hi y'all.
I like that comment right there. That comment.
Which
love
one?
Me. Don't kill me. All that. Whoever said that right there.
I said it. Just love me enough to leave me.
Huh?
I said love me enough to leave me. Don't kill me. Don't have
that's
no heart. Said. Don't make me have a heart attack. But love me enough to leave me. Don't kill me. Just go.
I'd say you said the right thing there, baby.
But you know that's
like that.
If you're doing so much on the exotic side and all that, you know, for me, I really got to be into the person going there. So you know, you're going there, you're feeling that way with somebody. Why all the trauma? Why all the strife? Why all the
just leave.
Kill somebody, whatever. You know.
Hey, just leave.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
what
I always say, and I said the whole truth with, if I got to beat her, I don't need her, you know?
There you go.
Exactly.
Just walk away. I know one thing. Ain't no woman for the come behind me with a frying pan unless you got some sausage and some eggs or something in there. You come behind me with a frying pan, you're going to wish you had.
I had no frying pan.
They feel like if I can't have you, can't nobody have you. But it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
You had your turn, you blew it, so be gone.
That's
how to eat it better or whatever. Oh.
That's like that woman in the 70s. If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you,
Go ahead, MC. Almost went through them styline hoes.
Hey, Steph, you got to put that in the rotation. Let me get the lyrics. Oh, boy. You know, you probably saw on Facebook, but I had an argument with a sideline hoe. What day was it? Monday or something. I think she's my cousin girl or something. She kind of got out of the place. And I'm just doing her, but I'm saying to myself, She's effortless too. She's not but a sideline hoe. And so now, I'm thinking. I'm saying, if I see her at a Christmas party on Monday, it's going to be on. I'm going to say this on Facebook.
At the Christmas party. Listen. Hang on, guys and gals.
Hold on.
Dogs and divas.
All right. We have online Rich Money. Rich Money is on the line.
Yay! Hey, Rich Money. Hey, Rich Money.
Hi.
Hey, ladies. How are y'all doing?
We are fine. How are you doing? I'm all right.
Good. Cool. I tell you, y'all doing a very good job. I'm honored to have been a part of you.
Thank you. Yes, we had it before you to be a part of it.
Well, yeah.
What's up? Did you hear the topic?
Well, yeah, but
don't put him on the spot.
So, what's your take on the topic?
Yeah, well, you can just sit back and hear it.
Tell it to me one more time. I'll give you.
Okay. How important is oral sex in a relationship, and what are some of the ways to spice it up?
I mean. Oh, it's important, you know, depending on how you feel about the situation. You know, sex is important in a relationship regardless. Oral sex is important, but it's not mandatory that it be done. That's the way I see it. It could be done if you like doing it.
Right.
If you like doing it, then to each his own, you know. And if you like it, if that's what your partner like and you feel like you want to enjoy, you know, please your partner by doing it, then by all means, that's what you should do.
Right.
You understand? To spice up that relationship, I say do a little role reversal, you know. Do a little dance. Go on, put your hands on the wall. Act like a cat, you know. Have a dream.
Did somebody say cat?
he said do different things.
I'm up the tree and everything, you know. Do a little dance. Act like a stripper.
Play dress up.
Make him stay home instead of going out and stuff. You do it. Let him put the singles at you. That way, you know. That's how you spice it up. I ain't talking about no threesome or nothing, but.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with adding two and one getting three. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with it.
But I'm just talking about how to spice it up. You could spice it up like that if that's what you choose. But you also got to think about the outcome when you do it. All right?
Think about the outcome when you do it. It's all on what you do on the income.
If you do it good enough just to have fun, but if you overdo it, you can do it good enough to have fun.
But if that man that's doing it better than you, he's going to have more fun than you.
Well, I'm not bragging or nothing, but, you know, the thing about it, it's my last name without giving my birth. And like I said earlier, I don't have no words. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Just think about it. You take your woman, you can't. Even if you walk your woman on a leash, you know, don't nobody want that. Somebody out there on the leash all the time or whatever. If it happens, it happens. Don't and don't, you know?
Sure.
But just have fun. You only live once.
Yeah, but if you walk your woman on a leash, chances are somebody else is going to grab that leash. You don't want to be too tied down in the relationship.
I put it like this right here. If somebody wants a leash, they can have it. Because when it's time for my one or two, number two, they can take care. They can pick up the turds. Look, you relieve him, I do it. Go ahead. Clean up after.
What are some ways to spice it up? Well, I said, you know, that's what I said, you know.
We have heard, like, peanut butter. Have you ever heard of peanut butter?
Oh. No, yeah, I heard about the peanut butter thing. That's a good thing, the peanut butter. Somebody was even talking about a champagne bath, fruit bath, or something like that.
Oh, Lord.
So you put the champagne in with the fruit in the tub, and I don't know if that's good, because, you know.
Anything but bananas.
In and out, and.
I think we're done with bananas for a while.
About the peanut butter, you get.
You know, they even say put some balls in your mouth and put the balls in.
We have another caller on the line.
Hold on, everybody. I'm going to go real fast.
I want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Rich Money. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you, Rich.
Take care. Okay, Rachel.
Yes, we want to thank our CEO, Rich Money, for calling in and shouting out to Diva Squad. We love you, Rich.
Yeah, please.
We have Dallas on the line.
Yo, yo, yo.
Dallas.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up?
Hey, sweetie.
What's up, sweet cheeks?
Dallas, did you hear the topic?
What up, Shelly?
Hi, Dallas.
What's up, baby?
Did you hear the topic for tonight?
Did you hear the topic?
Let me hear it one more time.
How important is oral sex in a relationship, and what are some of the ways to spice it up?
Oh, it's important in mine, goddammit. I know that much. I know it's important in mine. Shit,
what
that's
about?
A mandatory. I want that more than I want the regular shit.
Okay. All right. Oh, so wait, you like to eat more so than other stuff?
No, I like to get my shit done more.
Oh, see, I'm not gonna tell you.
Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I've been known to be a good nibbler.
No nibbling. It's cold, straight up eating.
But hey, your eyes will be behind your damn head anyways. You don't know if I'm nibbling or not.
Oh, you can still tell.
No, your eyes will be rolled into the back of your damn head. Trust me when I tell you.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead, Dallas. Put up some
like
to spice it up.
I don't like to toot my own horn, but toot, toot. You know what I'm saying?
What are some of the ways you spice it up?
Role playing, spontaneous. Being
Wait,
spontaneous.
I
want to
know about the role play part. What role you be playing?
Cops and robbers.
Be the cop or the robber.
Oh,
the cop,
squad.
Cops and robbers or burglary, and you're the tenant, and I'm the burglar.
Diva squad.
Keeper and rapey.
Oh, wow.
Women like that rape for some reason.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Come up behind you, cuff you up. Where's the good Zach smacking your ass? All that good shit, you know what I'm saying? All that shit, but being spontaneous, all that shit adds into it as well. Being very spontaneous, like in the car, y'all going to the movies and just pull this shit out and go to work. You know what I'm saying? Just being spontaneous. All that shit adds
he
into
said,
it.
Pull it out and go to work.
Business. You got a couple of exhibitionists on the line tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying. But listen, people get tired of the, okay, 9 o'clock, be ready. You know what I'm saying? That's, come on, we're tired of that. That's for old people.
Right.
Making
right
an
now.
Appointment. Mm.
I would agree with you on that, Dallas. Definitely.
All right. Spontaneous is a plus. You know what I'm saying? You don't know when they expect it. Pow. Oh shit. Damn, okay. You know what I'm saying? You come home from work and none of the lights can turn on. She got all the light bulbs out the house. You turn the lights on, all the lights are off, she's in the room waiting for you. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Wow. Everyone, I wanna let you all know Dallas is talking right now is our Monday night host. But enjoy his show as well, Love, Lies, and Loyalty. Give
Dallas
a big hand for our Monday night host.
That would be me.
Dallas, you know I'm a groupie, Dallas. You know that.
I know, sir. You're my number one scary fan.
Thank you. You know what? I'm gonna stop being scared.
I ain't saying nothing. But anywho,
well,
I called
like
a senior citizen, so I'm leaving it alone.
You know what? We gotta thank Dallas for calling up to our show. Dallas, thank you so much for calling.
For showing love and support.
Y'all are more than welcome. More than welcome.
Actually, with all the ones that we have online, we're going to start, narrowing this down and asking everyone for their final, thought on this. So, Rachel and Kelly, y'all want to start with whoever you want to?
Yes. And are you still there?
We'll alternate. Shelly, call a name.
Shelly. Shelly, are you still there? Jeremy?
Yeah.
What's your final thought?
Did she say me?
Yes.
I said,
I'm sitting here listening to the vibe, watching the game.
What's the final thought,
baby?
I caught half of it, but I mean, it was a good show as usual. Y'all girls rock. You know what I mean?
Thank
y'all
you.
Y'all do.
Elijah.
Okay, Peter.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Elijah.
To do what to do.
What is
Elijah,
your final thought?
I can't hear you.
What is your final thought?
As far as
the topic.
Well, basically is don't take yourself too serious. Life too short. Have fun, because you only live once.
Hey, there you go.
Okay.
Good one.
Okay.
Lick it, stick it, flip it, rip it. Do what you can.
That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Oh, okay, Rachel.
Is BB still there?
Now she's gone.
She's gone. Let me see.
She's
what
gone.
We have? Jermaine. Jimmy Wright. Jermaine. Who else is on the line that would like to leave a final thought?
Is Ennis still on? Ennis?
What about SC?
I'm still here.
You want to give your final thought?
Well, my final thought, I'm from the South. I keep it simple. My final thought is, if it ain't broke, don't taste it. You know, I'm a big favorite of Strawberry Hennessy, so.
Get that whipped cream too, baby.
I'm from the South, but how about the mix to my cheese? I've been a teenager.
That's tomorrow. I mean, that was yesterday.
Oh. You know they get everything late down South, so it's okay.
Oh, gosh, Elijah. Hey, Shelly, you want to call somebody?
I think we called everybody. Kia?
No.
Kitty's still here.
LJ.
Who's still here?
Jeremy.
Jeremy spoke his piece. LJ, are you still there?
I'm still here. So I guess my final thought is I said my final thought is, you know, in love making it's about trying to please each other, and what one person won't do, another one will. So remember that.
Exactly.
All righty there. Kitty. What's your final thought?
My final thought is, if you have some sexual fantasies and you're with that special someone, don't be a punk. You might as well do your thing and have fun with your relationship. All right. Kia.
Damn, baby.
I said no final thought. Just want to wish everybody a happy holiday.
Happy holidays to you too, sweetie.
Oh, thank you.
Is that everybody?
Dallas, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hold on, y'all. Wait a minute. We have one more left caller. Dwight, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, welcome to GQ Power.
Hi, Dwight.
True Love Fantasy with Diva Squad. Did you hear our topic tonight?
Yes, ma'am. This topic was so interesting, I had to get in.
All right.
It's definitely a good part of the relationship. And it's very enjoyable, especially if you got somebody to enjoy it with. I'm going to go for champagne and strawberries to spice up the relationship.
All right.
We were going around the table and giving a final thought tonight. Dallas, sorry I cut you off, baby. What was your final thought about tonight's show? Dallas,
your final thought.
Okay, I think Dallas, we might have lost him. Did we get everybody else?
Is there anyone else who would like to leave a final thought for tonight's show?
Shelly?
I will do this. It was a great show. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. All that good
thank
stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
happy
thank
holidays
you.
To you, sweetie. That be our DJ. Can we give her a round of applause?
I'll be trying to see you.
Shelly.
Yeah, it was my first time checking out, but it's a good show. I definitely will check back in.
Thank you, Elijah.
Thank you.
I can honestly say, I've heard about it. I've never had a chance to call, and it kind of slipped my mind tonight. I'm glad I called. Hey, you know, you're ready to take on Michael Basin in the afternoon.
Hey, and see, you make sure you call back, too. Okay, Shelly.
Yes.
Your phone is on for you.
I'm sorry, say that again. I can't hear it. There's a lot of that.
Your final thought.
My final thought, I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. I wish everybody safe holidays, Merry Christmas. I want to thank DQ Palace, Rich Money, Lavina for having me on the show. I love you, Divas, to death. And just stay blessed. Stay blessed and do the right thing.
All right, yes. Now. Miss Rachel.
I would like to first of all thank God the Almighty for allowing us to be able to do this. I am grateful for the DQ Palace family, our CEO, our support operator, and the Diva Squad. And I'd like to thank all the callers that called in tonight, Aunt Kitty, Elijah, SC, Dawn, BB, LJ, Jeremy, Kia, Kaya, Maine, Jimmy White, Jermaine, Shaw, the boss from Queens, Rich Money, Dallas White, Lavina, all the listeners, thank you for calling in and listening. Press one next time, don't be scared. And to all a good night and merry Christmas.
All right, all
happy
right.
Holidays.
And remember,
okay.
The book of Leviticus says, a woman who finds a good liquor, find up a good thing.
Oh, my God. Hey, everyone, please, before we get off the line, can we have a moment of silence for the killings in Connecticut?
No doubt.
Okay, thank you. Well, my final thought is I would like to also wish everyone happy holidays, Merry Christmas, stay blessed. Thanks to all of those that I asked to call and you did call in, and the callers, listeners, and as Rachel said, most of all, the man up above, because without him, it wouldn't be possible. Again, thanks to Lavina and Rich Money, the CEO, switchboard operator, the rest of the GQ Palace family, which we're a big family, and we work together. We're here for everyone. We love everyone. Make sure you tune in next week, same time, same place. We also have 5 shows a week. On Friday, Love and Entertainment, 6 to 9, with our very own CEO host, Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, with our host, Lavina Polite. Monday, Love, Lies, and Loyalty, 7 to 9, Steph Dallas. Also, following his show, we have Relationship, Lies, and Deceit, 9 to 10, with Dr. Feelgood. Tuesdays, GPS Sports, 8 to 10, with your host, the Mayor. Wednesday, Love, Fantasy, the Diva Squad, of course. 8 to 10 with T, Rachel, and Shelly. And we just want to wish everyone a blessed holiday. And those shows, there's 6 shows, 8 different hosts. And we're going to go out rocking outro by Avant and Kiki Wyatt, you and I. Have a blessed holiday, everyone. We love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, and all the lovers around the world, I want to talk about the one I love. I know a lot of times we forget how they